Good morning. This is Father Mark Toops over at Christ the Redeemer Catholic Church with our daily podcast inside week three of a preaching series entitled Choosing to Choose. This series is designed to help us become more consistent in our relationship with Jesus Christ and to sustain the momentum that we enjoyed during Lent. This past Sunday, we unpacked that if we are going to be present to our relationship with Jesus Christ, then we have to be present to the present moment. In the homily this past weekend, we talked about our devices, our cell phones, our tablets, our iPads. We also talked about making room for silence and even gave you some tips on what to do in the silence. And I'd like to begin to unpack for us as the week continues aspects of what that looks like in our life. And I'd like to start with the devices. Just a few comments about cell phones or iPads or the tablets, because I know that sometimes when people even hear those things, they automatically categorize the comment or the speaker as being X, Y, Z, overly religious, too zealous, or out of touch with reality. Just a few comments about the devices themselves. Our cell phones, our iPads, our tablets, in and of themselves, are just that. They're just phones. They're just devices. They are things, and inanimate objects are not good or bad in and of themselves. There's nothing wrong with a cell phone. There's nothing wrong with a tablet. There's nothing wrong with an iPad or any device that you use. It's not that those things are competing with our relationship with God. It's our use of those things and even what drives our reaching for those things that we're simply lifting up for you to ask yourself. In other words, I don't think most of us are even aware how much we go to our devices whenever there is a lull in the day or whenever there is an invitation for us to pay attention to within. A quick story. I was in Chicago about a year ago teaching, and as the week came to a close, I was packing quickly, and I left several things in my room, but two things specifically. I left my phone, as well as the charger for my laptop. And as I had a full day of travel ahead of me, it dawned on me way too late that the very things that I would need for those devices was left behind. And the whole day, I was left without the things that I would often compulsively grasp at throughout the day. It was an interesting day in two regards. Number one, I didn't realize how often I checked my phone, how often I reached out for really non-essential information on my laptop, and I had no idea how much my attention in those engagements with devices pulled me out of the present moment. It wasn't necessarily that the day was filled with freedom. It wasn't necessarily that the day was just filled with a presence to the present moment. Those things were there. I think I just didn't know how much time I spent engaged with those things. And so this week, all we're asking you to do is just become more aware of who you are, whose you are, and where your attention goes when it comes to the present moment. The invitation for us to look at our devices is an invitation for us to look at our heart, because that's where we're going to find God. And if we're going to be present to the present moment, we simply need to be sober and honest about how much of our presence is not to the present moment, but to the devices themselves. So what can you do to find out? Well, you can spend some intentional time away from the devices, not only to pay attention to what it feels like to be away from those things, but to ask yourself, wow, are you becoming more aware of how often you go to those things? Come back tomorrow. We'll continue to unpack being present to the present moment. Until we see you then, God bless.